Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Metro Detroiter Paul Whelan has been in a Russian prison for over 5 years.
I keep hearing from the U.S. government that there's light at the end of the tunnel, but he said each time that light has turned out to be a train coming at me.
How many more days will it be until he's a free man, if ever? This is The Daily J. I'm Zach Clark. At the end of 2018, Paul Whelan left his home in Novi to attend the wedding of a friend in Russia, but he never got to that wedding. On December 28th, Whelan was arrested and accused by the Russian government of being a spy, something he denies. Since then, Whelan has only done a handful of interviews, and two of them have been with J.J. Green. J.J. is the national security correspondent for WTOP Radio in Washington, D.C.
Shortly after he was arrested in Russia, got in touch with David, his twin brother, and later his sister, Elizabeth. Every week since then, there have been a few where I haven't done anything. I've either done a story, a blog, or an article or something about Paul's situation. Part of that has to do with the fact that as a national security correspondent, I continuously monitor what takes place in Russia. His arrest was so shocking and strange at the time, I thought this is something that I absolutely need to follow. So I started talking to his sister and his brother, and on Christmas Eve, 5:58 a.m., the phone rung. And the number was from Russia, and I knew it must be Paul, and it was him.
That first interview was about 4 months ago, as you heard. The second one, it was yesterday, which is why I called JJ. Here's a clip.
It's been 5 years for me. Evan's court process is going through the same motions that mine did. The Russians will want to legitimize his case and add credibility by actually having, a guilty verdict and a sentence provided, as they did with me.
That Evan that's mentioned by Paul, that's Evan Gerskovich. He's a reporter from the Wall Street Journal that's been imprisoned in Russia for over a year now. For what it's worth, that was the first time I'd heard Paul's voice in months, and things were different. It's been 1,933 days. I don't know anything about being in prison or Russian prison. When I heard you speak to him, he sounded pretty good. What's your read on the way Paul feels, his resolve? I know this has to be just wildly frustrating and disheartening, but I thought he sounded good.
He sounded good yesterday, but I got to tell you, 3 months ago, he wasn't in a good place. He wasn't feeling well. He was not certain of anything regarding his situation. He was just upset. And about a month before I'd spoken to him in December, he had been assaulted by this Turkish guy who was upset about what was going on in Gaza. He was in a situation then where he sounded a whole lot different than he did yesterday. And by his own admission, he said, I feel good. He was in a much better mood. The people that were after him, he found a way, and I think he got some help from the U.S. government to make the leadership of the prison to back off of him, because essentially what they were doing were hiring prisoners to go after him. But he said that's pretty much resolved itself.
Here's the real question, I guess. Is Paul Whelan a spy? He says no, but the Russians say yes. I put that question to Dr. Peter Trumbore, Oakland University's political science chair.
When he was arrested, you know, there were all kinds of questions about his background. You know, he carries four different passports. He was arrested with what the Russians claim was incriminating information. But our own, you know, intelligence services said, look, this is not the profile of the kind of guy that we would be using in this way, right? You know, American spies typically are operating in foreign environments with a diplomatic cover that can make them immune from regular prosecution and can make it easier for us to get them back if they get caught. So it's very unusual for someone who has this profile of a private citizen to be engaged in the kind of espionage activity that Whelan was accused of and convicted for.
Paul Whelan, who is a former Marine, has seen another former Marine, Trevor Reed, and WNBA star Brittany Griner freed from Russian prisons while he's had to sit there and watch. But should we even be swapping prisoners to begin with?
That's a really hard question to answer. On a very human level, I think the answer is that we should do whatever we can do to get any citizen who has been wrongly detained to get them back home. I think on a human level, that's the answer that feels morally correct to me. I think on a practical, pragmatic foreign policy perspective, I think it creates more dangers than it resolves. Yes, this is the right thing to do for the families. It's the right thing to do for the individuals. But I think from a policy perspective, you've got to be really, really careful not to set the kind of precedent that other bad actors in the future might seek to take advantage of. And so I think that's really the dilemma for any policymaker, right? They want to do what they recognize is the morally correct thing, the thing that we would want any American citizen who found themselves in those circumstances, we would want our government to do whatever they could to bring those people home.
This is such a tough subject, because when we talk about negotiations, it's in cold terms. But we're talking about human beings. It's really hard to make hard calculations when you're talking about a person's loved one.
The reality here is that these are people, these individuals, who we see as people, right? In diplomatic terms, they're bargaining chips, right? And that's the unfortunate thing. If the Russians think he's a spy or are claiming him as a spy, but the United States says he's not one of ours, then we're not going to trade, you know, an espionage asset for him. We're just not going to do that. And that's a tragedy for the family. But in terms of the calculations that governments have to make, that's just part and parcel of what that is. And again, that doesn't do anything for the family of any of these people. But at some level, it's the kind of calculation that you would want governments to make, right, in dispassionate terms. And that's the tragedy, right? The national interest doesn't necessarily bow to the emotional interest of anybody.
And look, some Americans have lost their lives in these kinds of situations. James Foley was an American journalist that was arrested in Syria in 2012 and beheaded in 2014 by ISIS. He was the first ever American killed by ISIS. I spoke with James's mother, Diane. She founded the James Foley Legacy Foundation. She says the U.S. must form a comprehensive solution to this issue.
Most of the people taking our citizens are, in fact, state actors. They're not terrorists or criminals at the moment. It may change. It ebbs and flows. But at the moment, it's countries like China, Russia, Iran, Venezuela. We have become convinced that we need a comprehensive re-evaluation and periodic evaluation of how our government can deal with this problem. It is directly affecting the security of Americans traveling abroad and interfering with our own foreign policy, never mind devastating the lives of individual families. So we feel there's a huge need for a more comprehensive look.
More of the Daily J continues after this.
Mm-hmm. Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Where do things stand right now? It's not as if the Americans and Russians are BFFs. Quite the opposite. Remember, Paul has been passed over twice in prisoner swaps. Will the same thing happen with he and Evan?
Truth be told, things are kind of lining up for him and Evan Gershkovich to be freed. He said to me, it's because Evan's trial, or so-called trial, is over. And now it's just the sentencing phase that has to be done. And Russia needed for this trial to happen so that they could justify, at least in their own minds, why they arrested Evan. And this is the same thing that happened to him. So once they get to the sentencing phase and they sentence him, he senses that they will have that same opportunity that he had some years ago for the U.S. government to come in, make a trade, and bring both of them home. So I think that's the reason why he's optimistic at this point, aside from the fact he really doesn't have a choice except remain optimistic, because if he's not, he's going to get consumed, and he knows it.
JJ told me Paul was optimistic, and I guess he doesn't have a choice. It's either that or be consumed. But JJ also tells me that optimism isn't always what it seems.
Well, that's a slippery slope, my friend, because, you know, he's felt this way before. And not long after he was taken, the Russian government said, hey, we would like to get three people from the United States in exchange for you. One of them was Maria Butina, the now famous or infamous Russian woman who was working here in Washington. She was arrested and charged with spying. They wanted Victor Boot, the arms dealer, and they wanted another guy named Konstantin Yaroshenko. And they asked for those three people probably 2 weeks after he was taken, and they didn't get it because the president at the time decided not to do that. And the Russians actually, he said, told him this. You will be home in a month. So he was very optimistic then. And one of the things that he said to me in this interview yesterday, I keep hearing from the U.S. government that there's light at the end of the tunnel, but each time that light has turned out to be a train coming at me. And what he's talking about is being left behind.
Will Paul Whelan ever be a free man? Or will he spend the next decade plus in a Russian hard labor camp? In listening to him, he seems to have newfound confidence. Here is what we must remember, though. those that intend to do us harm will have you believe people like Paul Whelan are political pawns. But Paul Whelan and the others, they're Americans. They're sons and daughters and brothers and aunts and uncles. They are loved ones and should be treated as such. Today's big thanks go out to J.J. Green, Diane Foley, and Peter Trumbore. Check out WWJNewsRadio.com for the top local news stories on demand 24/7. I'm Zach Clark, and this is The Daily J. Thanks for listening.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.